Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ashley Hayes, and she's the program director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And there is a big event coming right up in Atlantic. But before we talk about that, Ashley, I want to mention that this weekend, I mean, the activities just continue. This weekend is the T-Bone Days in Audubon and Whale Town Celebration in Oneida, plus lots more stuff, but those are some biggies going on. But let's talk about Atlantic. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes, Atlantic Fest is being held next weekend, Saturday, August 10th. All-day events, starting out with the road race and the tractor ride, both at 8 o'clock. And then we'll move on into the car show, the motorcycle show, the live entertainment, and the pedal tractor pulls.
Okay, let's talk just a bit about those two, the motorcycle show and the car show. Can people just come and register then? They don't need to pre-register for that?
So some people do pre-register, which is great. So we have a kind of an idea of how many. But most, because of what they're showing, will wait until day of to register, depending upon the weather. So fingers crossed, we have great weather again, and we have a great turnout like we did last year.
And where is the car show and the motorcycle show?
The car show last year was moved to all up and down Chestnut Street, so none of the side streets were used for cars, and we're going to continue with that this year. We had great comments last year about that, and so we think it's a good place to set those up. And then the motorcycle show is set up on the top of Chestnut Street between 7th and 6th, starting in front of the Presbyterian Church and moving down towards Wells Fargo.
Okay, so you can just walk all up and down Chestnut Street and see all of those things with wheels, I guess we'll say. And as you mentioned, then things with wheels, the tractor parade, the tractor ride starts at 8 o'clock. Anything special we need to know about the run, walk, that also starts at 8 o'clock? Where do they register for that?
The road race, you can register ahead of time through the chamber if you'd like. Otherwise, you can register day of, and that will be done on 6th Street, just off of Poplar, in front of Home Sweet Home, on the sidewalk there. So you can register there. It'll be $20. $15 day of. And
does it actually, does the road race start at 8, so we need to register before that?
Yes. So the race is scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. So registration will begin at 7, and like to have everybody done and have their chips on by 7:45.
Okay. So early morning stuff. If you're an early morning riser, well, there's stuff here for you then. Let's talk about food opportunities. I mean, don't we go places to find out food and maybe something new and certainly something yummy. So where are our opportunities to eat things all day long?
Well, all day we'll have food in the park. Several vendors will be in town, including several locals that we're used to seeing. A-Town Smoke Shack and Amos's will be there. We'll also have Lazy Tees and the Farmer's Street Diner. And then down the hill, amongst the car show, will be what's become a fan favorite of the car show guys. Salty Hog?
The
Salty Hog, yep, out of Newton. They found us a couple years ago and asked if they could come, and they've loved it since. They love coming here, and so they always mark it on their calendar way in advance, and then as soon as the registrations are out, they're one of the first ones in. So they love coming here.
Well, that's good. And it's really nice to have something down the street, you know, that is kind of spread out. But it's wonderful, that park area. I think sometimes we in the area just take that park for granted. Mm-hmm. But it's a lovely area.
It really is. And it's great for events like this because of the natural shade of all the trees, the great green space. It really allows for a lot of our vendors And whether it's food vendors or the crafters, which will be up in the park this year as well, instead of on a side street. And it's great for the bounce houses because then they don't get too hot. It's a perfect location to have all this stuff, and it really shows off our town.
You bet. And Parks and Rec do a great job of keeping that all in good condition. Let's talk a little bit about entertainment.
So we always have live entertainment every year, and we always feature the two dance companies. So Villa Dance and Dance Atlantic will be performing, as well as Salute Gymnastics. And then in between there, we started to spread those out this year, and we have some performers in between those. And they're all local performers that have great talent. So our friend Mike Waters helps put together that schedule for us.
Okay. And what time does entertainment start, and kind of how long does it last? When's the ending time?
It will start with Villa Dance at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then it goes to 4 o'clock.
Okay. We've talked about tractors, the big ones with the tractor ride, but there's also the little tractors.
Yeah, the little tractors, the pedal pole is always fun. You know, some years there's a lot of people that do it, and some years there's just the little kids that do it. But it's always a lot of fun. They get on and they push and as much as they can, and they get those to move. But yeah, last year we had actually quite a few adults that participated. So, it's for all ages. It's not just for the kids, and you know, they do get their awards, they get their ribbons and stuff. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
And where is that held?
That is held on the corner of 6th and Chestnut.
You know, all of the places I've asked you about, they're pretty much central. You don't have to go very far away to get in on any of these kinds of activities. Now, sometimes in the past, we were talking about kids and what fun they have. Sometimes you've had some other things like pony rides.
Yes, and we'll have pony rides again this year. The pony rides will be next to the carnival area like we had last year on 6th Street between Poplar and Chestnut. So the entertainment stage will be there as well, and then you'll move on and you'll see the carnival with all the carnival games that everyone loves, like Balloon Pop and the...
And you mentioned earlier the bounce houses, and they'll, of course, be in the park.
Yeah, the bounce houses will be in the park. There just isn't a way to put them where all the other fun games are. So, yes, those will be in the park, and those are free to use. But the carnival area, there are tickets to buy and then participate. And I believe they're 25 cents a ticket. So you don't need a lot to come and just have a little fun, and it helps support a great cause. And then the pony rides are right next to that.
Okay. So what have we forgotten about? I mean, we've talked about so much that's going on, but there might be a couple of other things we need to mention.
There's also the kids' bike ride that happens every year. Laura Canning and Steve Anderson help put that together, and that's out at the Shilbrook Recreation Area. There's two different lengths of rides for age groups. And that begins at 10:30.
Okay. And that's, again, that's an area where I know some people talk about that and just love that area. If you haven't been there, well, this would be a good opportunity to go out and see what's at Shelburg, because there's so much going on there. And let's see, I think I've heard something about a 50-50 raffle.
Yeah, the 50-50 raffle that we do every year will again be going on. You're guaranteed $700, you're guaranteed $500. Last year we gave out $700 as ended up being the winning prize. So, you know, the more you buy, the higher your amount you'll win. So, it really increases your chances. And again, all that money goes back to the chamber to help support the various events that we do for the community.
Now, there are many people involved with this. As usual, chamber expects a lot of volunteers and gets a lot of volunteers. And I know we can't mention all of them, but you also have some business sponsors and CPC that helps put all this together.
Yeah. Atlantic Fest is presented by First Whitney Bank. They have been a great partner for Atlantic Fest for the last few years, and we're happy to see that continue. CPC, of course, provides some funds for advertising and the banners. And then we have our main, our other main sponsors like AM Coron and Cass County Health System, the newspaper, Elkhart Plastics, Detter, Rolling Hills, and Olson's Outdoor Power.
Takes lots of folks to make all of this happen, so we hope all of you listening will make sure that you come and get in on all of these kinds of things starting at 8 o'clock. And is there anything in the evening?
No, the last couple years we've cut it off by 4 or 5 o'clock at the latest, and that seems to work out really well for the community.
Hey, you can go somewhere else on August 10th in the evening. Yes, it gives you time to do that, but you may be tired out. If you come and do all these things all day long, it might be time to go home and put your feet up. We want to thank you very much, Ashley Hayes, for visiting with us. Ashley is the program director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And until next time, a thought about leadership. Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality.